We're just going to glaze over this and we just scroll. Ready to get started? No. No frequently asked questions, no specific outcomes, right? So show me a customer that got a result. Let's say, oh, we saved 20% on our operational costs and we've innovated now. And, you know, the three people that were just putting out fires and servers all the time and patching, now they're actually, you know, working with ML and AI and they're innovating. So right now we get to implement new technologies. That's exciting. That's interesting. That's a real use case. And I see, oh, if I'm exactly like this company, I can go through this journey. I see myself in it. This is just like a, not even a humble, just a brag page. A little information about what you do and a lot of certifications that you have. And again, please take it in goodwill. This is constructive, not destructive. So I'm telling what should be here. So if we were to redo this, right, I would definitely drop this way lower because it's competing for attention. It should be 1, 2, 3 on the first chunk, right? So the main thing, because 90% of people will not even scroll, right? They're just going to check out because this is not for me. So this is your prime real estate. Now start your journey. So pick one customer. Who is that customer? Cost optimization. Again, save 10% on your, you know, 12 people license. Something more concrete and tangible would do the trick here. Like, I don't see any numbers at all. There's nothing I know is real in terms of savings. Okay, again, so what is the purpose of this page? So this is a public sector page. So you're saying you are in a program, public sector program, great. If I'm that customer, I'm the public sector, I'm that local government or educational institution. I come here, I want to see the same thing. Save costs on your migration, let's say, or move your data at your speed at 50% of the cost in under 30 days. Now we're talking, right? Certified to work in government, FedRAMP, StateRAMP, whatever you approve to do, could give me shown credibility because in public sector, that list is getting a little higher. Like there's 6 items that they check for, the language, the authority, reciprocity, right, community, the scarcity. They need to go through those things and we'll cover this in a separate video. But I think this is a wasted opportunity completely. We'll look at some other best in class pages. But again, why should I care? What am I getting as the institution if I choose to use you? And it's usually an outcome. It's not something you do, it's something that happens after you do it. Then what is this exactly? Oh, we're this company and we're certified and now you can share, you know, we have the engineers and the insight, right? Oh, we've learned that, you know, when companies do X, they miss out, but if they would do Y, you know, give me a little insight showing, ah, look, these guys get it, right? Okay, now you kind of gave me the insight of what it is, that this is a service, A to Z, you're going to take care of the whole thing. Start with storage extension. Assuming you think this is exactly my problem, again, you focus on the action. Start with storage extension. So by me extending the storage, what does it do? Process more data, operate at higher bandwidth. Like, what's the outcome of storage extension? You focus on the technology a lot. So I bet you're an engineer wrote this page. No offense. I started as an introvert recovering, and then eventually, like, you have to learn to communicate on different levels because the world is getting more complex all the time. And especially in these institutions, decision makers, there's, you know, 5 people sitting and each one has their own questions. They have their own agendas, fears and frustrations. And if you don't explain what's the business case, right? What's the money saved? How long does it take? Let's say as soon as they kick it off, how long does it take to start the project? Let's say they say yes. You say, okay, within 30 days or 90 days, whatever the time frame, you're going to get up to speed and you're going to be already in the cloud, you know, enjoying all this beautiful money saved. And what are you going to do with all that money saved? So I'm sure if you're going to check your analytics, nothing is happening here. People just immediately bounce. So it looks like you're in the education sector. So if this is an education, let's say educational institute or IT decision maker or executive director, right? The board of directors, tired of your IT being the cost center, turn it into a profit center, right? Save 20%, et cetera, and now you go. Now you're talking. Now it's focused on me. You're saving numbers, time frames, guaranteed results. Oh, and you're working on AWS or whatever the platform is. It's, you know, it's good for the government, secure. So it's check, 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 check. And what are the other objections they might have, which contract vehicles you're using or what else they can come up with? Just put it in the frequently asked questions. So by the time they end this page, hopefully they read this now. And then it's not just contact us. the contact is the thing, but why do they contact? So migrate today or talk to a team member or show me my savings, right? You can take it further, do like a calculator or do something else for them to experience. Oh, I have, let's say 20 IT people. I have that many servers. This is what I have. And if I were to move, like give me an estimation maybe. Oh, with the current thing, I get to save 40%. Now they see result before they even started working with you, right? Give me your email to get that report. They'll opt in. And now you can follow up. Now you can get them on the phone, right? This is the journey of converting a customer. So hopefully this goes into the right hands. And whoever's watching this, take this lightheartedly. This is not an easy game, right? It's constantly changing and switching tools and strategies. But what stays the same is human psychology, right? We all are driven by a few core things, right? So to summarize, is this worth to be redone? I would say yes. A simple way to check this is what is the cost of one customer for you? So if you get one deal from here, how much is it worth to you? So in public sector, usually it's in the tens, hundreds, or millions of dollars. Now, if one customer pays for this whole project, I think it's worth it to look into it, to experiment, you know, or talk to your customer, show it to them and say, hey, would you buy from here? Do you understand what we're doing? I bet you ask 20 people what you're doing. And if there are other engineers, they're going to say, well, obviously, you guys are migration experts, right? You're a managed service provider. Duh. But if you ask all the engineers, they all say that. So how are you going to stand out? Dive into your customer mind. Just ask them, what are the pains? Help them to solve those pains. Show them the outcomes. Talk about the benefits, right? And then how you get to the benefits. So wish you well. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.
If you want to know more, visit www.publicsectorleadgeneration.com for a free marketing health check or check out our YouTube channel, PubSec Lead Gen. We are open for comments, questions, and clarifications. So just leave it in the comment box on YouTube or contact us through our website, publicsectorleadgeneration.com.